Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our Good Friday Passover celebration. I know sometimes the Jewish and the Christian calendars don't always line up. That's the case this year, so I know Passover is later, but it doesn't matter really what day it is as long as we're celebrating Jesus. That's what it's about. Jesus at his final meal with his disciples in Luke chapter 22 said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." The Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, it was a Passover meal. Jesus sent Peter and John into Jerusalem to prepare for this meal. Shortly after sunset, in the Jewish reckoning, the day begins with sunset. So from sundown to sundown, that's a day. We don't start at midnight. That's the new day. They start at sundown. That's the new day. So sometime after sunset, the disciples gathered for this meal. The dialogues recorded in the Gospel of John, chapters 13 through 17, took place around that Passover meal. It was late that night when Jesus went across the Kidron Valley to the Gethsemane Garden to pray, where he was betrayed with a kiss, where he gave himself over to the mob. The mock trials before Annas, before Caiaphas the high priest, took place under cover of darkness that night. The verdict being given at daybreak to give the appearance of legitimacy, that was an illegal trial according to Jewish law. Then he was brought to Pilate that early that morning to procure the Roman death sentence. It was the third hour, about 9 in the morning, of Passover day when Jesus was crucified. Darkness covered the land from the 6th to the 9th hour, from noon to about 3 p.m. when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," paid in full. And the curtain in the temple was ripped from top to bottom. Jesus' body then laid in a borrowed tomb just before nightfall, as the Sabbath was beginning. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 says this, "Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened, for Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Jesus Christ, in offering himself up on the cross, is our Passover lamb. So I'd invite you tonight, as we sing, as we hear from the scriptures, I invite you to reflect. Reflect on Jesus, reflect on who he is, what he accomplished there at the cross. And remember, he came for you.
Deuteronomy 16:3. "Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. And you shall offer the Passover sacrifice to the Lord your God, from the flock or the herd, at the place that the Lord will choose to make his name dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat it with unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that all the days of your life you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt."
The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.' I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
1 Peter 1:18-19 and 2:24.
were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from their forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He himself bore our sin in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
The Passover was instituted at the Exodus from Egypt. God's people had been enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. God instructed Moses in Exodus 4, "Then you shall say to Pharaoh, 'Thus says Yahweh the Lord, Israel is my firstborn son, and I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. If you refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill your firstborn son.'" God sent the 10 plagues, decimating Egypt, demonstrating Yahweh's superiority over all the Egyptian gods. He instructed his people to take a lamb in Exodus 12. "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the 2 doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night. And I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, so that no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." It was the blood of a lamb that caused the Lord's wrath to pass over those who were covered by it. If we jump ahead to Jesus, in Luke chapter 9, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, 2 men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. In a glimpse of the glory of the kingdom of God, Jesus was conversing with Moses and Elijah about what? Luke tells us they spoke of his departure. The Greek word translated departure is exodon, exodus. It can refer to a departure or a death. They spoke of Jesus' exodus, that he would accomplish, literally that he would fulfill in Jerusalem, where Moses was used by God to deliver the people out of slavery in Egypt through the Passover event. Jesus is the greater deliverer who accomplished a greater exodus from a darker slavery. The children of Israel were set free from their bondage under Egypt, under Pharaoh, but they were not set free from the darkness of their own hearts. You see that evident in the wilderness wanderings and the persistent, perpetual disobedience of the people of Israel. Jesus, in applying his own blood to his followers, breaks the power of sin in our lives. He took the guilt, the shame, the punishment for our sins on himself. He paid the price in full. He gives us a new heart, new desires, new life. He makes us part of his new creation. Jesus leads his followers out into real freedom. Luke 22, Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed for us. Jesus gave his own body to be torn, his own blood poured out, so that when his blood is applied to my life, to my sin, the wrath of God passes over me, passes by me. I'm covered. I'm clean. I'm made new. New covenant, new life. God's Holy Spirit now living inside of me, changing me, making me new from the inside out. The blood of the Lamb must be applied. An Israelite could hear what God was about to do, believe it, believe God would do what he said he would do. Would that faith save him? No, a lamb must give its life. The blood must be applied. For when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It was not enough just to look out the window and see a lamb being sacrificed and say, "Praise God! That's great!" It's not enough just to believe the historical facts. The blood must be applied. It's not enough just to believe that Jesus lived, Jesus died. The blood must be applied. I need to acknowledge that apart from the blood of Jesus, I am rightly under God's wrath. Jesus died for me because I am a sinner. That's what I deserve. Jesus, the only innocent one, died in the place of sinners. So may this be your prayer tonight. Jesus, I'm a sinner, deserving your wrath. Would you apply your blood to me? Would you cover me and give me your Holy Spirit? Would you make me new inside? Father, we ask tonight that you would apply the blood of your only Son, Jesus, to anyone in this room who simply cries out in faith, believing, receiving the free gift that you so abundantly offer. Whoever believes has eternal life. God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Revelation 5:5-6 and 9-14. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures, among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads and myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped.
Amen. Thank you all for joining us for our Good Friday Passover event celebration. I hope you met Jesus maybe in a new way tonight and were encouraged in your walk with him. I'd invite you to spend the next, this tonight, tomorrow, reflecting on Jesus, what he did, why he came, why he died. And I invite you, if you have questions tonight, don't leave before you get those answered. Ask. We'd love to encourage you. We'd love to talk. We'd love to pray for you. So I want to be here to serve you. And just a little spoiler alert: didn't stay dead. Join us Resurrection Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to celebrate that He is alive today and lives inside each one of us. God bless you. Thanks for being here.